listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. On today's program, we're going to talk about what is going to happen next to America and the world. And we're going to begin by talking about what is happening now. We're going to connect the dots for you and integrate the information that the dots represent. We're going to integrate things that most people who communicate don't integrate. And by that I mean, we're going to integrate every important category of the full spectrum of reality. In other words, you cannot make an intelligent choice, an intelligent decision, unless you have the facts. We would all agree upon that. Now, not manipulated facts, not propaganda, not mind control, but true facts about the nature of our economic system, our health system, our society, etc. And what we're going to do is we're going to connect the dots, but we're not going to, as so many do. They either do it out of intentionality, or they do it out of, they just don't know. I mean, the reality is most people just don't know how many categories there are in reality that you have to process in order to get the facts. Now, on the Paul McGuire Report, we have been covering and researching and communicating all the categories, the full spectrum of categories that compose our reality. You know, when Jesus Christ said the words, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free," Jesus Christ was speaking about every category of life or every category of reality. You just don't leave some out because you personally, it bothers you or whatever, or you have a personal subjective bias against certain categories of reality. So let's talk about basic categories of reality that a lot of people are either uncomfortable with and so they don't touch it, or they're ignorant of these categories of reality. Let's talk about the huge number of people in America and in the EU and other nations who have been indoctrinated primarily during the last 100 years into globalist educational programs. They've been indoctrinated into the educational programs of the United Nations and the UN educational programs were developed by men like Julian Huxley, who was the brother of Aldous Huxley, the author of Brave New World. And Julian Huxley was the first official transhumanist. He was also head of UNESCO, which is the United Nations educational arm and science arm. And Julian Huxley created the educational curriculum for every school system on planet Earth. So one way or another, your child or an adult, if you're receiving education, you are getting education from the pipeline that originates from the transhumanist and globalist and occultist, UN, and men like Julian Huxley, who, by the way, was also one of the first signers of the Humanist Manifesto, Volume 1. And the Humanist Manifesto, Volume 1, was essentially a revolutionary manifesto declared by the intellectuals, the scientists, the educators of the UN, to transform our world, to destroy Judeo-Christian beliefs, destroy biblical beliefs, destroy American beliefs, and destroy Christian Christianity and a belief in Jesus Christ. And it's not an accident that your child and most of us listening to the Paul McGuire Report right now, including me, we were all products of the mass indoctrination that occurred via Julian Huxley, where we were programmed to reject Christianity, to reject a biblical worldview, and we were programmed to accept and believe in a humanist, a Darwinian evolutionary theory worldview. And so our viewpoint regarding life and reality was created by the scientific elite, the Huxleys, etc., via the UN, the United Nations. So where does that take us? Well, it takes us right up to the present moment. We are in a radical acceleration period of mankind. Currently, it's called the Great Reset, Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset, where they intend to reset the consciousness and the minds and the world system of planet Earth. And they are using as their primary revolutionary mechanism chaos, crisis, fear, and other things that synergistically working together create the Great Reset from the World Economic Forum. And their promise to you, which of course is a flat-out lie, their promise slash lie to you is that when they're finished with the Great Reset, you will never be happier. You will own nothing. You will own absolutely nothing, Klaus Schwab said. You will own absolutely nothing, but you will never be happier in your whole life. Now, what screenplay do you think they ripped off to create that verbal propaganda language? Well, that comes right out of the Communist Manifesto in Russia. It comes right out of the Communist Manifesto in China and Cuba and the other communist dictatorships. Because in all of those dictatorships, the masses of people, the communist revolutionaries, and we have to really understand something, that communism, Marxism, and socialism is fundamentally a secret tool created and invented by the Illuminati to take over planet Earth and to enslave every man, woman, and child on planet Earth by telling them, by making ridiculous promises and pledges to them and saying things to the socially engineered, dumbed-down masses like, we're going to create a workers' paradise on Earth. We're going to create heaven on Earth. Every man and woman and child, you're going to have a fantastic job. You'll be paid a fantastic amount of money. You're going to get a fantastic free education. You will always have abundant food. You'll always have a phenomenal healthcare system. And we're going to create literally with our technology and our humanism, we're going to create literally heaven on earth for you to live in. In fact, they were so bold, they called it a worker's paradise. So the working class, the working middle class, they were all, because they were dumbed down, they were promised a worker's paradise. And all that is biblical language, promising the masses a worker's paradise, which is a ripoff of the real paradise that God created for Adam and Eve, and the real paradise that's coming again, the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem, created by God. And anyone who accepts Christ as their Lord and Savior is promised entrance into the real paradise, and you will have eternal life. And then they promise you heaven on earth, another biblical reference, because they're humanists. They don't believe in an actual heaven. So their heaven is a man-made imitation heaven. And of course, none of this comes true. But not only does none of this come true, and this is why they're so hell-bent on dumbing the people down. If people knew even a minimal amount about history, if people knew the truth and the history of communism, Marxism, socialism in Cuba, in communist China, in communist Russia, and so on, they would know that in every single one of those communist revolutions, not only did the communists and the Illuminati and the globalists not deliver them a heaven on earth or a workers' paradise, they actually delivered to the masses the opposite. They gave the masses hell on earth, total slavery on earth, the total loss of freedoms, the total loss of rights, no good jobs, no good education, a horrible healthcare system. I mean, just take the socialist healthcare system north of the United States of America, up there in Canada. If people have a serious medical illness, they attempt to sneak across the border from Canada into the United States of America. Why? Because they know the Canadian people are suffering under the workers' paradise type of medical care that socialism brings. Sometimes there's a 1 month, 2 month, 3 month, 6 month wait for an important medical procedure or to see a doctor. Well, by that time, you or a loved one, you've kicked the bucket. You've dropped dead. So there's no paradise, workers' paradise, and the medical system is hell on earth. Like I said, people will do anything in their desperation to sneak across the border and get some good old-fashioned, what used to be good old-fashioned, American medical health care. And that's the truth. And that's the truth in every communist, Marxist, socialist, globalist nation. But you see, the elite, the globalist elite, the people who really run everything, the little man who is pretending to be the Wizard of Oz, hiding behind the curtains with a loudspeaker voice, speaking to Dorothy, is pretending to be God, but they can't deliver on anything. And so what the people of Canada have is good old-fashioned communist Marxist slavery. Trucks by the thousands are locked and prevented from bringing in food and supplies. Why would they block food and necessary life-sustaining supplies from coming in or out of Canada? That's killing the people off. Why? Because they want, like in any dictatorship, their number one agenda is not the benefit, is not to help their people. As in all communist and Marxist nations, their number one agenda in reality, in truth, is total domination, total slavery, total lockdown, and total control of the masses. And so you look at every communist nation or Marxist nation and you see a repetition of the same original model: slavery, dictatorship, totalitarianism. There have been so many people killed in these communist nations that they continually lie by making up the numerical death count, because they don't want their people to know just how many people were really killed by communism and Marxism. The truth is, they say stuff like, 10 million people got killed in the communist revolutions of the last century. horse manure. 120 million, 300 million people globally were killed in communist Marxist revolutions. That's the truth. And you can't deal with reality. You can't find freedom until you're able to compare and contrast and see the difference between the truth, the light, and the lies, and the darkness, and the propaganda. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. Stay with us. I have some important information to give to you, and it's important that you process this information, because then you can be proactive, and then you can be victorious and an overcomer. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. My name is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. One of the number one things in spiritual warfare, where you're fighting against invisible beings, principalities and powers, fallen angels, demons, etc. Remember, you and I live in a multifold or multidimensional reality. On one hand, we live in a world which is composed of an invisible realm or spiritual dimension. And that's where the angels battle. The fallen angels of Satan battle the true angels of God. And then you have what is known as the materialistic or physical dimension of reality that you can perceive with your senses, like touching and smelling and seeing, etc. One is a seen reality and the other is an unseen reality. Now, it's critical to know these basic things. The communists and the globalists and the atheists and the Marxists and the globalist elite and the secular humanists, they all publicly wear a mask where they pretend to be not spiritual at all. They pretend to be strictly secular humanists. They pretend to be materialists, and they pretend to be atheists. They pretend to be those things because they want to deprive you and the masses of knowing the full truth. And the full truth is that secretly all these scientific elite, globalist elite, they, all of them secretly, are into the supernatural, into the occult, into Luciferian spirituality. They all are, not all of them, but a significant number of them are in communication with fallen angels, etc. But outwardly, they pretend to be atheists. And the real reason for that is they don't want the masses to know who, they don't want you to know, your children to know, via school or media or whatever. They don't want you to know that you're a spiritual being created in the image of God, and that God has given you these supernatural powers, supernatural authority, supernatural resources. Because if you were to be awakened, as in the Great Awakening, if you were to be awakened to the reality of just how much spiritual power and reality God has given you, if you were to be awakened to that, let's say right now, and I believe that right now as I'm speaking, the Spirit of God is touching different people's hearts and minds all over America and all over the world. You are being touched with the Spirit of Truth. You are being touched by the Holy Spirit. And at this moment, you are having a supernatural encounter with the true God. And as such, you're waking up. Your eyes are being opened. You can see the invisible realm. You can see the spiritual realm. And you can see the fact that this world, there really is a God, and we really are in a great battle between the forces of spiritual darkness and the forces of spiritual light, God versus Satan. But they don't want you to know that, because the only way that the communists, the Marxists, the socialists, the globalist elite, the Great Reset people, and all the others, and the United Nations, the only way they can keep you in captivity or keep you in slavery is to perpetually blind you with supernatural power known as sorcery or magic, or blind you by using technology and science. And they want to blind you from seeing or realizing the truth on a deep level, because as long as you're blinded from the truth, you will remain powerless, you will remain a slave, you will remain a victim, you will stay in captivity, and once you are made a slave, then you're easy prey for them, and they can dominate and control your life, your children's life, and your nation's life, which they have been doing for thousands and thousands of years since the origination of Mystery Babylon at the time of ancient Babylon, at the time of the Tower of Babel. Mystery Babylon is a secret power system, a secret economic system, a secret slavery system, a secret accessing of supernatural evil power that is developed by the elite and passed on from empire to empire, kingdom to kingdom, through secret occult societies known as Mystery Babylon. Some of those secret societies would be the Illuminati, the Rosicrucians, Skull and Bones, and others. But all these secret societies together become a slave system, a control grid system, a slave system, where your mind is blinded to the truth, and you will serve the powers of darkness your entire life like a slave. Now, Jesus wants to set you free from that slavery. And so Jesus came at a particular period in time, as you know, the Bible talks about it, to set mankind free. So everybody in ancient Israel at the time of Christ's first incarnation, when Christ was born from a virgin, the Virgin Mary, miraculously, then he was crucified on a cross and put to death for our sins. And then, after he was crucified on a cross, Jesus Christ broke the power of sin and death. Jesus Christ broke the power of spiritual and satanic deception. And Jesus Christ was then buried and put in a tomb, surrounded by Roman super soldiers, and then Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead in a new body, and Jesus Christ taught and ministered around Jerusalem, and then Jesus Christ ascended into heaven and told his disciples that he was going to return from heaven. And then he told his disciples these all-important words. Now, these all-important words that I'm going to share with you from the Bible directly were the last instructions Jesus Christ gave his disciples and his church before he ascended into heaven. He told all his disciples and followers that the Father wants you to go to Jerusalem, to tarry and wait upon God in Jerusalem. Tarry in Jerusalem until the Father sends you the promise, or until the Father sends you power from on high. So what enabled ordinary fishermen, ordinary people, basically, the disciples and the followers of Christ, what caused them to go through a revolutionary spiritual transformation while they were praying and crying out to God and asking him for power from on high in Jerusalem? God the Father answered their prayers and sent upon them power from on high, the dunamis, the dynamite explosive power of God. And they were clothed with power from on high. And all of a sudden, these ordinary people, after they were clothed with power from on high, were filled supernaturally with the power of the Holy Spirit. And then they went into all the world and preached the gospel with signs, wonders, miracles, supernatural wisdom. And the disciples began to work all these miracles. Now, today's church is embarrassed by the word miracles and tries to distance itself from miracles and power from on high and Christianity. But that's crazy, because the only thing that supernaturally enabled the disciples and the followers of Christ to do all these signs and wonders and miracles and win millions of people to Jesus Christ and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the ancient world, the only thing that made that possible was the moment they were clothed with power from on high. Wow. So, the same is true in our time period. You and I are just ordinary people. We may be Christians. We may be born again. But we're just ordinary people. And as ordinary people, if we're trying to fulfill the mission of God, which is to go into all the world and preach the gospel with signs and wonders, if we're trying to fulfill God's divine mission, but we're relying purely upon mere human finite power, we're going to fail in our mission. We can't accomplish a divine, supernatural, miraculous mission in the mere finite power of our mortal human selves. We just don't have the juice to do it. So what happened is, the minute the disciples began to cry out to God in Jerusalem and God clothed them with power from on high, he filled them with the dunamis, the explosive dynamite force of God, and then instantly people got saved. Miracles, signs, and wonders began to occur whenever they preached. I mean, it was a very short period after that Christ ascended into heaven that the apostles were walking, and people would be like, the shadow of the apostles would fall upon them from where the sun was positioned in the sky. And when the shadow of the apostles covered the bodies of seekers of Jesus Christ, all of a sudden, these seekers of Jesus Christ were supernaturally and miraculously healed. Blind eyes were opened. Deaf ears were restored. Demons were cast out of people. And people were getting saved left and right. And then to top it all off, the early disciples were not afraid. The early disciples were clothed with power from on high. They were filled with power from on high. And one of the byproducts of being filled with supernatural power from on high is that the disciples and the early followers of Jesus Christ were also filled with supernatural boldness. Not hyper-emotionalism, not whipping themselves up into some kind of emotional frenzy, but they were filled with the supernatural boldness of the dunamis power, the dynamite explosive power of the Holy Spirit. And they spiritually conquered the Roman Empire, the most powerful empire on earth. They conquered it to such an extent is because they changed the minds and the hearts where the real battlefield is spiritually. They changed the hearts and the minds of millions of people in Rome who converted from the false spirituality of Roman idolatry and Roman paganism, and they converted to biblical supernatural Christianity. And millions and millions and millions of people in Rome that were once worshiping the Roman gods were now following the Lord Jesus Christ, who had resurrected from the dead. And it was the only reason they were able to miraculously win countless millions of souls out of the Roman Empire is because they were clothed with power from on high. Now, we are in a crisis period. Jesus Christ predicted that this crisis period, known as the last days, was going to come. He talked about it in the signs of the times. And when Jesus Christ talks about the signs of the times in Matthew 24 and 25, Jesus warns the people that there are going to be wars and rumors of wars, that there's going to be freak weather, there's going to be earthquakes, tsunamis, droughts, food shortages, and all hell is going to break out on earth with false teachers and false prophets and false messiahs. All of this will be happening at once. But Jesus Christ said, this is just the beginning of sorrows. In other words, Jesus was acknowledging that they had entered the tribulation period and that they were still in the beginning of the tribulation period. But then Jesus said that he was going to come back for his people supernaturally. Now, we can debate whether he meant the rapture or the second coming. I'm not here to debate that. It's an important question, a very important question. But I want to focus in on the reality that Jesus Christ is returning again, because that's going to happen. And Jesus Christ will never desert his bride, the church. He will never give his bride over to the devil and the fallen angels and the demons and the Antichrist and the false prophet. But there's a condition for being supernaturally delivered by Almighty God and Jesus Christ. The condition is you have to be born again. You have to make a decision in which you come to God personally, and you repent to God personally for your sins. You ask Jesus Christ to cleanse you with his blood of all of your sins. And then you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life through the Spirit of God. And you ask Jesus Christ to make you born again. And when you put your faith in that, when you do that, you will be born again. You will be a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. And God's supernatural promise of God to you is that every single person who is truly born again by the Spirit of God, you are guaranteed salvation. You are guaranteed eternal life. And Jesus Christ promises you that you will be delivered from the wrath to come. You see, Once you're truly born again, you can't be unborn again. Once you've truly given your life over to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you've become born again, you remain born again. And you will be delivered by God from the Antichrist, from the false prophet, and you will be supernaturally protected by God. That doesn't mean you won't have trials and tribulations, because you will. But you have the promise of God for his supernatural protection in the last days. So, you are living in America. Many of you are living in America. Many of you are living all across the world. And you're listening to me, Paul McGuire, who was raised an atheist, who was raised a secular humanist, and an existentialist, who was raised to hate Christianity. And I hated Christians. I attacked Christians in debate classes. I made fun of them. I ridiculed their weak arguments. And I plunged my life deeply into the New Age movement, the occult, altered states of consciousness, radical politics, the whole counterculture scene of the 60s and 70s. I majored in altered states of consciousness, and I majored in filmmaking. And I tell biographical details in my brand new book, Power from On High, which there's a limited time left. If you pre-order it right now at paulmcguire.us, you can receive a financial discount on your pre-order if you do it right now by going to paulmcguire.us. I agonized over that book for 3 years. I had to write it twice until I got it right. And the Lord kept telling me, after I was seeking the Lord in prayer, I was crying out to God, I was studying his word. I was praying, because I said over and over to the Lord, "Lord, give me your word for your people. Give me a message for your people that will help your people, that will help your church in the last days to be overcomers, to fulfill their mission, God." And I cried out to God over and over again, like no other book. It took me 3 years to write it. And now it's at the printer. And there's still time for you to pre-order it by going to paulmcguire.us. That means if you order it now, you get a financial discount on the book. And then it's sent to you. It's going to take however many weeks it takes to finish printing and ship, but it's not all that long. But you'll get a discount on it if you order it now at paulmcguire.us. And you should order also the other books as a package of uplifting education, biblical education, instruction, and counsel. Because I've spent 30 to 40 years of my life studying all kinds of diverse fields, and the Lord has gifted me with the ability to be able to take very complicated matters and make them simple for the average person to understand. And that's what I do in these various books. Okay, you need to go to paulmcguire.us, that's paulmcguire.us, and order yourself the book Power from On High at a discount. Order other books like The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. Order the book The Day the Dollar Died. Order the book Conquering the Matrix. Order the book A Prophecy of the Future of America. I've been re-studying them, and they all interlock. It's like they were all written at the same time, because they take the puzzles, pieces of life, and they assemble them before you, so you can see the complexity of reality and you can understand it. in a simple, profound, but powerful download from God. And no, the word download isn't in the Bible, but get over it. If you ask God for wisdom, it says he will give you wisdom. And I asked God for wisdom, and he gave me wisdom. And when you read these books, they will answer your questions on things from diseases and pandemics and the microchip implant, the nanochip implant, the mark of the beast, the Antichrist, the false prophet. Where is America in Bible prophecy? Up to the second information. I expose the dark satanic reality behind the global reset and the satanic forces, the 12 wealthiest international banking families in the world that secretly control planet Earth, and their plans. And in a moment, when we come back, I'm going to reveal some of their secret plans, which are not secret. It's just nobody bothers to do any reading. They're all addicted to video games or their cell phone games or whatever. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. I need your help now more than I ever have in our ministry, because the Lord has put it on my heart to, with everything in me, with everything at my disposal, to go into the spiritual battlefield for America and to turn the tide of the spiritual warfare and win, actually win, the hearts and minds of the American people and youth, both in America and around the world. And there are ways we can do that if we unite together, both spiritually and practically. But I need your help to do that. I need you to join with me. I need you to ask the Lord, Lord, what would you have me do? Now, I'm not asking you to do a single thing that I myself have not done before the Lord first. So I'm not telling you to do something which I didn't do. I started this ministry out asking that very question to the Lord. Lord, what would you have me do? Give me wisdom that I can give your people regarding the last days. And the Lord gave me that over like a 30 to 40 year period of study, intensive study. And I've assembled it for your benefit and edification. And I encourage you to get these books, to share them with others. Don't let them sit on some shelf somewhere. Lend the book out or buy somebody a copy. Because the truth in this book will set people free. And right now in America, we will either have, please listen to me, this is after years of fasting and praying. This is after years of demonstrating a faithful and true and proven Christian leadership, affirmed by great men of God who are known for their integrity, their faithfulness to the word. They publicly endorse my ministry. And the only reason I'm not dropping names I could is because I don't want to cheapen their affirmation of my ministry by dropping names. You can go to my website, paulmcguire.us. You can read biographies and articles and all kinds of things that talk about my history in ministry. Now, the critical thing here is this. Anyone who knows anything about history, anyone who knows anything about biblical history, knows where we're headed as a nation. God has put before us literally a blessing and a curse. It's that simple. The Pilgrims and Puritans, who were strong Bible-believing Christians, as well as intellectuals, scientists, farmers, men, you know, students of the Word of God, the Pilgrims and Puritans, God used them to ignite a biblical Third Great Awakening. And then later on, we had a biblical Second Great Awakening. God has had a plan for America from the beginning. And it is the desire of God to use America to preach the gospel to all the world. Now, time is running out. Jesus Christ is returning at some point. I'm not naming a date specifically. And we have a choice. If we will be obedient to God, repent of our sin, like the pilgrims and Puritans did, modeling their prayer after Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and the curses, God will supernaturally pour out his Spirit and his blessing on his people in America. And we can have, again, an authentic and biblical Third Great Awakening, where a remnant church will receive power from on high and an authentic biblical revival. And let me add, an authentic power from on high, not a counterfeit power from on high. So, I have taught this and the historical background of the Pilgrims and Puritans to a great deal, especially in The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, and especially in the brand new book, which you need to pre-order, Power from On High. If we come to God in faith, if we simply behave and model our prayers and faith and study of the Word, and we imitate what the Pilgrims and Puritans did right biblically, God will pour out a biblical Third Great Awakening on America. And that means he will clothe individuals and his bride, his church, with supernatural power from on high. What the muscle, I'm using the word muscle on purpose, the muscle behind the First Great Awakening was that the Pilgrims and Puritans prayed a prayer of repentance first, specific repentance first, and then they prayed, then they worshiped God, because the Lord prompted biblically, because the Lord promised them that if they worshiped the true biblical God only, and if they did not worship the pagan gods or the pagan idols, and if they diligently obeyed the voice of the Lord thy God, and they diligently chose not to disobey the voice of the Lord thy God, that God would, and that there's this list of incredible blessings that are intensely specific blessings that pertain to economics and farming and agriculture and harvest and mineral rights and the winning of wars and the prosperity of our economy and the inventions and the birth of the American dream. Do you know that America alone among the nations, there's only one nation on planet Earth that has enough hope in it to have produced what is known around the world as the American dream. And people from all over the world outside of America come to America, many of them, to get in or participate in the American dream of having your own home and house and white picket fence and that, whatever, you know, your conception of the American dream is. One of the other promises that God made to his people, that if they would only worship God, they wouldn't worship false gods, and if they diligently obeyed the commandments of God and diligently worshiped only the real God, that God promised to pour out a blessing that there isn't room enough to receive. And when you read Deuteronomy 28, there are specific blessings on every sector of life. And then the Pilgrims and Puritans were to repent specifically over every area of life where they were committing sins. And what happened was that, boom, the dunamis, dynamite, explosive force of God exploded in the invisible realm. and God clothed his people with power from on high, and it transformed our nation. And the velocity of that dunamis explosion birthed the American dream, and the velocity of that spiritual explosion caused America to be raised up above all the nations of the earth. Now, this is phenomenal. No other nation ever had something like that happen in their history, with the exception of ancient Israel. So, God had a plan for America since the very beginning, to use America as a platform to go into all the world and preach the gospel, to shine the light of Jesus Christ into all nations, to make disciples of all nations, and to bring in the last day's soul harvest before the Lord returned. And it all happened as God promised, because the Pilgrims and Puritans got themselves in spiritual alignment and divine obedience to the will and authority of Almighty God. May his name be praised forever. The Supreme Being, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In fact, even as I communicate these words to you in the studios of the Paul McGuire Report, even as I recount to you the history of the Pilgrims and Puritans, and I began to praise the name of the Lord in the studio, I felt the release. I felt the ignition of the supernatural power of God, the dunamis dynamite explosive power of God. I felt the release, not the complete release, but I felt the initial release of the supernatural power of God detonating in the invisible realm and the spiritual realm as I began to worship the Lord. And the Pilgrims and Puritans practiced this. King David practiced this. They practiced this before all the revivals and great awakenings that were biblical. They entered the Lord's presence with praise and thanksgiving. So you repent, you're cleansed by the blood, and then you enter the Lord's presence with praise and thanksgiving. So I'm going to ask you to do that right now at this second. Why? Because God, if you listen carefully, God is calling you to draw into his presence and to begin to praise and worship him. And if you listen carefully with your spiritual man or woman, you can hear the Lord God with his still small voice call you to worship him and praise him at a far deeper level than ever before. When you do that, you're entering into the highest dimensions of spiritual warfare. And you're releasing the supernatural power of God. You're releasing the angelic armies. You're releasing the outpouring of the dunamis, dynamite power of the Holy Spirit. And you're releasing the full authority and power and dominion of the kingdom of God on earth temporarily until the Lord Jesus Christ returns. So I hear the voice of the Lord. I see him on his throne as commander-in-chief over his spiritual armies. We, the church, are part of his spiritual armies. And I hear the still small voice of the Lord calling me and calling you and calling the American church and calling the church wherever it will respond on planet Earth. I hear the Lord God Almighty calling his people, calling you right now. And what I hear him saying is, I am calling you now. This is not your imagination. This is not some occult New Age thing. I am your Savior, your healer, and your deliverer. And I'm the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I'm calling you now to worship me in spirit and truth. So we do that, Lord. With our mouths, we proclaim before your throne room these words, Lord Jesus Christ, say it out loud. Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you and we worship you. We magnify your holy name, Jesus. And Lord, as we're praising you and worshiping you right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you're releasing the outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon us individually right now, upon our families, upon our nation, and upon us, the remnant church. Praise your holy name, Jesus. We worship you and praise you, Jesus. As we praise you, Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace. Boldly, because we have confidence to enter your throne room intimately, because our sins have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. As we praise your holy name, Jesus, as we worship you, God, we thank you right now, right at this very second, God, you're releasing the dunamis, dynamite power of the Holy Spirit. There is a detonation in our inner man and our inner woman, in the invisible realm and the spiritual world. There's an explosion of the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit. And it's your glory, your presence is manifesting itself out of our inmost being. It's filling our bodies, which are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and it's exploding. The dunamis dynamite power of God is exploding in the invisible realm and the spiritual world all around us. Demons are being bound. Demons are being cast out. And the dynamite force of Jesus Christ is being released into America, is being released into your body, soul, and spirit. Receive the infusion of the dunamis dynamite power of God right now. Praise your name, Jesus. And we are able to come boldly to your throne of grace because we're cleansed by the blood of Jesus by faith. Praise your holy name, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. As we worship you, Jesus, we ask you to sanctify us with your Holy Spirit and presence, God. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Lord, as we praise you, we bind and command and take authority over all principalities and powers, all fallen angels, all strongholds, all works of darkness, all demons, the armies of hell. We take authority as we're praising your holy name over all these demonic powers. We take total authority over them right now in the name of Jesus. And as we continue to worship you in your throne room, God, we praise you that right now that the power of God is descending from heaven. And as the power of God descends from heaven, it shatters the chains, it shatters the strongholds, it shatters the lies, it shatters the works of darkness, and it shatters the counterfeit dominion of the prince of darkness. Praise your name, Jesus. We worship you, God. Now fill us, God, with the power of the Holy Spirit as you filled the pilgrims and Puritans and those of the first great awakening and the second great awakening, you fill with the power of the Holy Spirit. Let it be done to us by the grace of God as it was done in the first great awakening and the second great awakening. And pour out your Holy Spirit from the West Coast to the East Coast, God, in the name of Jesus. We worship you, God. We worship you and we declare that you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise your name, Jesus. And we receive right now by faith, we receive an infusion of power from on high. Praise your name, Lord. We praise your holy name, Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would anoint us with power to save souls. I pray that you would give us the gift of faith, the gift of healing. I pray that the rivers of living water would flow out of our inmost being and anoint us as we save souls, God. Now, we commit our lives to you, our families' lives, our personal lives, our ministry, and we believe you to flow through us with great power, majesty, and might, God. In Jesus' name, amen. So I believe that simple prayer that we prayed together, or you can pray it later, if you entered into that simple prayer together in agreement in the authority of Jesus Christ, what I felt the Lord was impressing on my spirit was that He was pleased with our prayers together. I felt the Lord impress in my spirit that He answered our prayers, and He, at the moment we were praying, and even now, He was releasing and downloading His Holy Spirit, power from on high, healing, salvation. And as we were praying and worshiping Him, God Almighty was answering our prayer and overturning and destroying the satanic strongholds, the prophets of Baal, in America. And as we were praying and worshiping the Lord together in the heavenlies, the Lord was honoring our prayer and overturning the principalities and powers that are connected to specific areas of rulership. So God was overturning demonic areas of rulership illegally occupied by the devil in the economic realm, the governmental realm, the biblical revival realm, the teaching of the word realm, salvation realm. Every realm on earth was wherever the devil has, in a counterfeit manner, illegally occupied God's territory that He has given to His people. God supernaturally overturned the illegal occupation. And more than that, I want you to hear what I believe the Lord is putting in my heart to say to you personally right now. And I encourage you to write it down in the form of a note or in your diary. I encourage you to write these words down, because I believe that this is what the Lord did as we were praying together. And hear what I believe the Lord said to me and you. The Lord said to you as we were praying, I have heard your prayers, and I have answered, I have begun to answer this day your prayers. I have begun to answer your prayers by delivering your children from captivity. I have delivered your children from blindness, and I have opened the eyes of your children so that they can see the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As you prayed to me, I sealed that prayer as a promise to save your children, and your children that you have prayed for on this day will be with you in heaven, as you asked of me. And the Lord said, I will continue to meet your financial needs as you continue to steward your finances and resources directed by me for works in my kingdom. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Some of you have been struggling with sickness, and I have a twofold answer from the Lord for you. The Lord is saying to some of you, I have healed you of the sickness. Now you must obey me when it comes to nutrition and basic laws of health, and you will see your body, soul, and spirit restored physically. And then secondly, the Lord is saying to you, I have healed you of your sickness, and I have substantially reversed the pain and the suffering you've been experiencing. The Lord said, continue to press into my throne room for your complete healing. But the Lord wants you to know that He loves you. It's His desire for you to be healed, and that the Lord is in the process of total deliverance as you seek His face. And the Lord says to you, my grace is sufficient for you. That means his unmerited favor is sufficient for you. You may have to battle with things, but you're not going to be taken down by some sickness or illness. The Lord will rebound you, for lack of better words. So, Lord, we praise you for this answer to prayer. Now, Lord, we also collectively praise you, Lord, that you've opened the windows of heaven and you're pouring out your Spirit now on America, on every family represented, on every individual represented, on every person praying in a foreign nation. The Lord is pouring out his Spirit upon you, to your family, and to your nation in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be done, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I thank you that the rivers of living water have been cleansed in every person's heart and mind, and that the rivers of living water are flowing out of your inmost being, body, soul, and spirit, and healing, supernatural healing is occurring. And then the presence of the Lord is being released with power and fullness. And hear the word of the Lord. I'm asking you as your brother and as your servant in Jesus Christ to hear the word of the Lord. And I'm going to issue it to you in the form of a command exercising our authority in Jesus Christ. So hear the word of the Lord birthed out of the authority of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, in the authority of Jesus Christ, we command all sickness and disease to leave the bodies, all sickness and disease to leave the bodies, the brains, the minds, and the hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord, we command every spirit of infirmity to flee right now in the name of Jesus. And we do not allow infirmity, sickness, disease, regression, degradation to be blocked at all. We release the full healing power of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray right now in the authority of Jesus Christ that you would overwhelm every single individual who is united to you in prayer. I pray that you would overwhelm them with the healing power of God, and that right now in the authority of Jesus' name, I take the sword of the Spirit and I shatter the strongholds of sickness and disease and mental torment. I shatter those strongholds in Jesus' name, and I set you free as your brother in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Lord, we join together and ask that you would pour out revival and healing and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Finally, I ask you to join with me and donate financially with your financial contributions, your donations. Pray for me, my family, in this ministry. Pray that we would accomplish our objective, and pledge yourself before the Lord to get serious about being a prayer warrior for Jesus as we fight this spiritual battle together. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us.